He sighed and then looked at me, his eyes flickering with steely intent. Or perhaps it was amusement. "I'm gonna get you that house, sweetheart," he said. "I promise." As if by magic, the sun emerged from behind a wisp of a cloud, and the house's great glass walls shone brilliant in its wake. Golden streams of light glazed its honey-colored stone pillars, and a hawk flew overhead, and then swooped down onto its grass roof, as if to train my eyes, to make me focus exactly where it desired me to look. "Is it even for sale?" I asked. "No. But watch me make an offer they can't refuse. I'll get you that house." I smiled.
"How do you know?"
"Because I do." I didn't pry any further, having learned through enough stony silences that Juan liked to keep little secrets concerning business deals. Perhaps a client of his was selling, and he'd get a great bargain. Juan was a master at negotiating. In that moment, I imagined myself at Cliffside's Crown, sitting on one of its decks or patios, my shoulders proud, scanning the coastline, where waves are beaten every day to foamy froth on ragged rocks. Above the house, great oaks and redwoods reared up, standing tall between the Santa Lucia mountain range and the ocean, as if Cliffside were some splendid jewel glinting in the sun, held fast between these two great feats of nature. "I'd do anything to live there," I said, giddy at the thought of owning such a place. Juan looked at me hard for a second, but then broke into a smile.
"Anything?"
I didn't respond, but he was right to ask. As I was about to set off back home, I heard that familiar hornet's nest hum high in the sky, hovering maybe 100 feet above me. There it was again, a drone. This coastline was famous. Big Sur was a magnet for travel bloggers, YouTubers, and Instagrammers. But this was the third time in the same week. The beach was empty. There were no hikers in the woods, at least none that I could see. So who was operating it? And from where? As I craned my neck and followed the drone with my eyes, it disappeared behind the trees towards Highway 1. The sudden buzz of my cell phone made me jump. I whipped it out from my jacket pocket, and the rush of adrenaline, when I read the anonymous text, jolted me further out of my skin. "I'll be watching you." My pulse picked up. A coincidence that this text came seconds after I'd spotted the drone? No, that drone was spying on me. Spying on my house, my garden, my woods. I'd call the police. Could they trace an anonymous text? No. I'd get a pistol and shoot the drone down. Drive into Monterey, to the gun store, buy something small and discreet. And yet, I had no idea how to use a firearm. Where I came from, no law-abiding citizens had guns, unless they hunted pheasant or were members of a shooting club. And I needed to be careful. Since my husband's death, I'd been making foolish decisions, buying stuff I didn't need, not being able to follow my instincts, losing and misplacing things, my brain scatty and unfocused. I couldn't rely on myself to do the right thing. It's a strange feeling when you can't trust your intuition anymore. I was a cat without whiskers. A black sky without stars. I wanted to call Juan and ask his advice. That had happened a lot lately. I couldn't accept he was dead. Kept thinking